Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Before we get to a potential hot take that Rob has, I want to play this audio for you because it pains me. It saddens me to say that one of our heroes could potentially, possibly be cooked. Now, I believe that Al Michaels, you could maybe argue that Al Michaels is the best play-by-play broadcaster in the history of sports. He is amazing. He did the call for the Miracle on Ice. He's been doing this for 40, 50 years. He has called some of the biggest sporting events in the history of sports. Al, my brother, it might be time. So you guys know that yesterday was a thrilling Thursday night football game. The game was won on a game-winning last-second field goal. Here is the call from Al Michaels.
And the kick is just inside the left upright. And there's a little celebrating going on in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Al, that's the call? It was a last-second game-winning field goal that has implications across the league. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be Gus Johnson against Indiana.
Mendoza in trouble. It's out. That's the wow. A Rocco play. Unbelievable. Give him the Heisman Trophy now.
You got to give me something a little bit more than that, Al. Come on now. Al, I say this with love. I say this as somebody who cares about you. I say this as someone who acknowledges how important you've been. You've been the best. You really have been the best. Al, what was that? You've been doing that for a while, too. I get it. It's hard to walk away from those Amazon checks, you know? It's probably a great life. You know, you work one day a week. They fly you around the country. You're staying at the nicest hotels. You're eating at some of the finest restaurants. You're Al Michaels. But Al, we need more energy than this. We need more effort than this.
And the kick is just inside the left upright. And there's a little celebrating going on in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You guys wouldn't, if I hadn't have told you, you would have never had guessed that ended the football game. That was the last play of the game. The game is over. Al, come on now. Al, you got to move out of the way for the young guns. Give that job to a Noah Eagle. I know there's a very talented 27, 28-year-old broadcaster that's chomping at the bit to get the Amazon job. Al, you got to step aside, man. You ain't got the hunger no more. You ain't got the eye of the tiger anymore. That was bad. I hate to disrespect the legend. I really do. I got to call it how I see it. Al, it's time. Somebody's got to tap you. Hey, big dog. How much more money do we need, man? You lived a fantastic life. Be a consultant. You can't continue to call these games. We still got two really important Thursday night football games left. Come on, Al. We need more. We need more energy than that. That's all I got on Al Michaels. I'm not going to go too much further. I got too much respect for Al Michaels, but it's time.
He's on the Chiefs game Christmas Day. Can you imagine either team touchdown? And that's the game winner? Imagine if the Broncos put the nail in the Chiefs' AFC West coffin. He'll be like, and that's the division. No, it can't be this. Not like this, Al.
You would have guessed that that made it 3-0. You would have guessed that that kick happened with 11:54 left in the first quarter based on the energy and enthusiasm. I'm going to leave Al alone. Al, I wish you nothing but the best. We all love you. We all appreciate you. But sometimes it's just time. Sometimes it's just time. And it's time for Al Michaels. You got to move out of the way. You got to let a young gun get that spot. You're currently hogging the microphone. You got to give that to somebody hungry with something to prove. There's a broadcaster right now at Syracuse or Northwestern or Mizzou waiting for this opportunity. And Al, you're holding up the line. You got to move out of the way. All right, Rob, you have a theory on Sunday's Chiefs and Chargers game. I don't want to say what your theory is. I want to give you the space. I want to give you the room to get off your theory. How do you feel about Sunday's game?
I think there is a more than likely chance on Sunday we see 3-2-1 Cancun energy from the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are mentally fried. Now, I think part of that is because of the mental wear and tear and the physical wear and tear of what they have tried to accomplish over the last four seasons. They were going for a three-peat. They were in the playoffs all the time. They were having all these close one-score games. There is a mental toll that plays on you. We see the physical toll. We've seen the injury report. I think there is a mental toll. And if you look at that sideline after the loss on Sunday night, and you hear reporting from people like Nate Taylor, who'll be on the show in an hour, who called the locker room a funeral after the Texans game, I don't know that in the frigid wind at a noon game against Justin Herbert, knowing the season is already over, if the Chiefs are going to buck up and come out and show, hey, we still got it. I think there is a more than likely chance that you get that, hey, man, we're going to have our feet in the sand, our toes in the water. We're going to enjoy the beach for the first time in January in 8, 9, 10 years. Some of these guys, I don't know. I got it today. I think you could see exactly what Pat Bev called it. 3-2-1 Cancun energy from the Chiefs.
That's what I was going to ask. Cause I felt like you was doing a little bit of dancing there. I felt like you was doing a little dancing with the stars. Cause it sounded to me like you think the Chiefs got some quit in them is what it sounds to me. It's cold outside. You're not going to the playoffs, and you see vacation right around the corner. In actuality, the Chiefs are 60 minutes away from vacation. They're 60 minutes away. And I know some people that hold the belief that a reason why the Chiefs are playing this way is they're tired. They've played more football than anybody else over the last 5 years, and that the Chiefs just need a break. Man, you're 60 minutes away from that break. If the Chiefs lose this game and they go to 6-8 and they're mathematically eliminated, Mahomes is done for the rest of the season. Chris Jones is done for the rest of the season. Travis Kelce is done for the rest of the year. You'll get that break. It sounds to me like you think the Chiefs got some quit in them heading into this game if things get tough on Sunday.
I 100% believe that. I wasn't going to use the word quit because saying a pro athlete quit is a harsh accusation.
But
I feel like they have vacation vibes. Because
okay, but I'm saying is saying a team got 3-2-1 Cancun energy is the exact same thing. Because you and I know what that means in the NBA. Whenever you get down 3-1, we all know, oh, you're not. Come on. You know you can't win this series. You guys are about to get run off of the court here. You guys are ready to go to Costa Rica here in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. I think it is more likely than not that's what you see on Sunday. I mean, just I'm thinking about the sideline, the locker room. I'm thinking about the last year. I mean, think about how many sideline shots we've seen from Fox, CBS, NBC this year. Does it look like the Chiefs are having a lot of fun on the sideline? We haven't seen them swag surf in 14 months. It's just not a thing anymore. It seemed like the joy is gone. They're just, I think they are mentally fried. And in the, what did Nick Bender call it? Dangerous cold on Sunday? In the dangerous cold, if the Chargers start to get up or it feels like another dogfight like it did the Colts game or the Texans game, are the Chiefs going to, you know, show up with that eye of the tiger, that heart of a champion and say, you know, we're going to give it all we got till the 60th minute? Or are they going to say, hey, man, we got it. You got it. That's you. That congratulations to L.A. Tip your cap. And then we have conversations on the show Tuesday about Gardner Minshew in Tennessee. I think they are mentally fried, and there's a chance if they face adversity on Sunday that adversity will win and they are on the beach.
913-586-7965. What do you guys think about Rob's theory? Rob's theory is that the Chiefs could have a little 3-2-1 Cancun energy on Sunday. Do you think that's how the Chiefs are going to go out? I would hope that they got a little bit more pride than that. You got a lot of veterans. You're at home. There's no reason to come out here and lay down for a team that is in your division. But we have seen the Chiefs get down on themselves before and not really show a lot of fight to get back out of it. That's kind of what happened in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. I think they realized pretty early on that we are not winning this game, and I think the Chiefs just got down on themselves. And honestly, I don't know if they've ever recovered from that. I think the Chiefs have been in a daze since Cooper DeJean's interception in the Super Bowl. I think you have seen a completely different version of the Kansas City Chiefs since that moment. Rob is saying he thinks there's a chance they got some 1-2-3 Cancun energy. So we'll take you guys text on that, 913-586-7965. And I saw some very interesting numbers about the Chiefs offense. I'll tell you what they are next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so before the break, Rob has a take. He thinks that the Chiefs could have some 3-2-1 Cancun energy. It's cold. They have very slim playoff chances. Rob thinks if the Chiefs get down, he thinks they could roll over and just start playing for the offseason. The text line, I would say, is very, very split. 913-586-7965. Nope. Chargers are in a letdown spot. They won an emotional game on Monday night. I think the Chiefs are going to win. Someone else said there's no way they lay down and give up until they're officially eliminated, especially if this is the end for Travis Kelce. Somebody on the other side, when the Chiefs didn't come out swinging early in the season, I thought that was a sign that they looked over it. I expected this team to be motivated and angry and looking for revenge after an embarrassing Super Bowl loss. I haven't seen any indication of that so far this season. I don't know if you can say that Rob is 100% off, and this is why. I don't think they came out mentally prepared to play for the Super Bowl. I don't think they mentally came out prepared to play week one of the NFL season. I just don't know how you can know anything definitively about this team. Because every time you think you have this team figured out, they do something that surprises you. Now, I don't think the Chiefs are getting blown out in this game. I just don't really think that the Chargers right now are in a place to go on the road and blow Kansas City out. But could I think you see a very similar game than what we just saw last Sunday against the Houston Texans? This game is pretty low scoring. The Chiefs make a mistake really late in this game that they can't overcome. I mean, that's just kind of been the theme and the tone so far of this season. I will agree with the texter. Man, week one was kind of an indication of how the season was going to go, and then none of us really paid attention to it. And I get it. It's one game. No one wanted to overreact to the one loss. But they had the weird fluky injury to Xavier Worthy. They had special teams issues. They had penalty issues. They couldn't get off the field on third down. Like, if you look at why the Chiefs or how the Chiefs lost the game in week one against the Chargers, man, that has basically been the theme the entire season about them just not being able to get out of their own way. So going into a game in which you feel very confident in, feeling like they're better than their opponent, but they make one or two plays that ultimately end up being their downfall, that's just really been a theme for the season. So I don't think that we're going to see 1-2-3 Cancun energy. I don't think the Chiefs are going out here and getting beat 27-3 on Sunday. But I do wonder, is this team mentally prepared enough to put it all together in the final 5 minutes and go out and beat a good football team? They've won one game since Halloween. It's been a while since this team has just really put it together and made those one or two plays and found themselves on the right end of it. There's no reason to completely throw in the rest of the season. You're still mathematically eliminated. You win this game, you win next week, you're above 500, you head into the Christmas game, and you can kind of see where you are from there. I don't think there's any reason, if you were on the team, to completely hang your head. You still got a shot in this thing. You don't have a great shot by any means, but you're still in it for sure.
Let me ask you this, and this kind of furthers my theory. We've seen the Chiefs in the midst of this run overcome adversity all the time. We can point to the Texans game and the 24-0. We can point to the Super Bowls. There are a lot of moments over the course of the Chiefs dynasty where you go, man, they responded to adversity and they bounced back. Have they responded well to adversity at any point this season? Because I would tell you, during the year, they started 0-2, and it was, hey, they're going to bounce back, don't worry. At one point, they were 2-3. Like, they're in the midst of losing 4 of 5 when their season was on the line. Individual game moments. Hey, go out there and ice down a game against the Jags. All you got to do is shut down Trevor Lawrence. Say things haven't gone great, but you have a chance to get a stop and win the game. They didn't. The Buffalo game. Hey, you got the ball. You're down 7. Go make a play. They didn't. Like, hey, season on the line. For some reason, you're going for it on 4th down, but you're going to run a play that you feel comfortable with. You don't get it. Like, for a team that made its money and a lot of money being the team that responds better to adversity than anyone else. And we used to joke they thrive being down 10 points in the postseason. When was the last time you saw this team have adversity hit them and they bounce back and dominate a game? Because I would tell you I haven't seen it in 25. And if you're telling me with the season on the line, with postseason hopes, albeit a glimmer, in the cold, the ultimate adversity, I don't know if they're bouncing back from that this upcoming Sunday. I just think the story of 2025 is adversity finally broke the Chiefs.
I want to read to you guys a couple of stats. I got these stats from Price Carter. He does fantastic work over at Arrowhead Attic. And these stats were very eye-opening to me. So we've talked this week about Rashee Rice and the effort that he gives when it comes to man coverage. If you missed it, I want to play for you. This is what Nate Taylor had to say. Nate Taylor's going to join us in studio coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Here's what Nate Taylor had to say about Rashee Rice and his inability to beat man coverage and how this has mostly been an effort issue.
Hey, man, like the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage?
Let me give you guys these stats. This was eye-opening to me, Rob. Did you know that this season, Rashee Rice has 7 catches for 63 yards against man coverage so far this season? Now, against zone, he has been incredible so far this year. He has 28 catches on 333 yards when it comes to zone defense. Against man, he has 7 catches for 63 yards on 20 targets. He has not been a man beater at all this year. And for a guy who is your number one wide receiver to not really show an ability to be able to beat man coverage is a problem. Now, let me give you the second stat from Price Carter. This was even more eye-opening to me. You remember that week we were talking a lot about RPOs with the Chiefs? And a lot of people were very frustrated in the Chiefs and running these RPOs. And Andy said, well, we call the run plays, but they turn into pass plays. Well, someone did the math. The Chiefs this season have run the second most RPOs of any team in the National Football League. The only team to run more of those kind of plays is the Washington Commanders. Rod, did you know that the Chiefs have only run the ball 18 times in an RPO out of 122 of those kind of plays? They don't run the ball. So if you're the defense and you see that concept setting up for the Kansas City Chiefs, why do you need to respect the run? They're not handing the ball off. They're passing it. They're running a quick screen play. You know that now if you're the defense. So they have the second highest number of RPOs ran this season, despite they are 21st in attempts when it comes to RPOs. They don't run the football this way. So I've got some more numbers when it comes to RPOs and under center and them running the football, but I think a lot of it really comes from no one believes they're going to run the football. You don't have to respect it. Even on those 18 times that they hand the ball off, you're not worried about them hitting for a home run or getting a big play. You can live with them getting a four-yard gain if they decide to hand the football off. But, man, one of the reasons why the passing offense doesn't work and you don't get that threat is, man, no one's worried about you actually handing the football off. No one is worried about your run game. So how you defend those kind of plays drastically changes when you know that they're basically pass plays.
I will say this. I know everyone's going to vilify the coach, the offensive coordinator, for these RPO stats, and they are damning. Isn't some of this on Patrick Mahomes? I'm not saying it's 100%. It's probably 33, 33, 33. The offensive coordinator, your job is to, you know, coach all week long. The head coach, your job is to call the plays on this team, like the quarterback. But if you're telling me the stats say when they run RPO, it's not successful because they're passing all the time, isn't the O and run pass option option? And it appears that Patrick Mahomes is taking the option of passing every single time. Like, the numbers are damning, but they're damning for everyone. Doesn't Patrick Mahomes have a little bit of fault for what these numbers are showing?
100%. 100%. I mean, I think it's everything. I don't think that Patrick hands the ball off is because I think the numbers would suggest that him handing the ball off to Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco, that's not a high percentage play. You're not getting a home run. There's no chance of the home run in the passing game. So I definitely think that's part of it. Now, I'll give you some more numbers here. This comes from my guy Cole DeRoos with How About Those Chiefs. So I just gave you the numbers with the RPOs. The Chiefs are second in the league in the RPOs. They only hand the ball off in those formations 14% of the time. That's 31st in the National Football League. They are one of the worst teams at actually doing the run part of the run pass option. I'll give you some under center stats when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. They are 29th in the NFL at plays called under center. That's not their offense. That's not their offense, and I would say it should be their offense. The league is changing again. And this is where I think that Andy, or whomever is coming up with the offensive game plans, I don't think they are accounting for the league has shifted. I don't think you're winning a championship with Damian Williams in 2025. I think you need a better run game than that. I think you need to be more visible in the run game. I also think if I gave you the numbers of the teams that are at the top of running the ball or running plays from under center, you would see the best offenses in the league. The best offenses in the league are not in shotgun all the time anymore. That used to be a thing. It's not really a thing, I would say, so far this season. So the Chiefs are 29th in the NFL at plays called from under center. They throw the ball just about 20% of the time. So it is a tip off to the defense. Hey, if the Chiefs are under center, they're going to run the ball 80% of the time from this formation. 80% of the time, they're going to run the football. Now, they've done a decent job when it comes to that, but I mean, some of this stuff is just math and numbers and being able to pick up tendencies and what you want to do as an offense. And I do think when it comes to some of these things, man, you start to pick up these tendencies in Kansas City. And if you spend the amount of time that these defenses do watching Kansas City's offense, watching what they're strong at, watching what they're weak at, you're able to pick some of these things apart. Hey, when the Chiefs run from under center, they're not throwing the football. They're going to run here. Let's sell out to stop it. When the Chiefs are in an RPO, you don't need to respect the run part of it. They're not going to hand the football off. I think you start to pick up on these tendencies over time, the more and more that you watch this offense. We're going to head to New England here coming up in a bit. The Patriots have a very important game coming up on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. Before we do that, I want to play for you guys what Vern had to say. He was on the station earlier today talking about Mikel Garcia. One of the top stories in town is that Mikel Garcia just signed a 5-year extension worth around $58 million.
Yeah, it's a darn near no-brainer so much as if Mikel Garcia would sit down and have this conversation. If he's willing to do it, if he's down with the financial security that the Royals can provide, the Royals should be happy to provide that financial security and also give themselves some cost certainty moving forward. But it eats up one, maybe 2 years of his free agency. And much like we saw last year, similar to what we saw last year with Cole Reagans, you're going to reward someone that performs and outperforms their contract, that shows a willingness and a desire to wear that royal blue. Mykal has done that, obviously, this offseason, and his performance on the field in the past year and a half, I think, warrants this type of security. So, to me, much like the Cole Reagans deal, it's a no-brainer. And Reagans, you don't eat up any of the free agent years like you do with Mykal, but Reagans also has a much different position, and when you're the pitcher, the concerns about the elbow are always going to be paramount. So that's why maybe you don't eat up the free agent years of Cole Reagans, but with Mykal, the guy's going to be, what, 30?
Yeah.
When he hits free agency, again, it's a no-brainer.
That was Josh Vernier earlier on the show. The Royals have extended Mykal Garcia to a 5-year extension with a 6-year option. It's at around $57.5 million guaranteed and could be up to $85 if Mykal hits certain escalators in his deal. We'll get back to the Royals here in a bit. Let's head to the phone lines right now. We went to one of the important AFC games earlier in the show between the Packers and the Broncos. Let's go to the other one in the AFC East between the Bills and the Patriots. Adam Kaufman joins us on the show, who covers the Patriots. Adam, man, happy to have you pop on with us today.
Great to be with you, bud. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's start with this. What's changed in New England? Is it improved quarterback play? Is it improved coaching? I mean, this was a mediocre football team last year, and now you could argue that they're maybe the best team in the National Football League. It feels like a lot has changed over the last year. What is that?
My answer is yes. Right? I mean, basically everything has changed. Obviously, you bring in Mike Vrabel to just completely transform the culture. You know, a leader, a proven winner as an NFL head coach. I know he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Obviously, he did as a player multiple times, but in Tennessee, took that team to the playoffs, went to an AFC title game, was a coach of the year. All of these things had a, generally speaking, especially when you consider what he had to work with, a strong tenure. He's a culture setter, a established leader of men, which, you know, this team desperately needed. You know, Gerard Mayo, another previous Patriot and on the coaching staff for a while previously, a lot of people thought he was going to be this heir apparent to Bill Belichick for the long term. It was very obvious last year that he was in way over his head. He wasn't ready. He wasn't equipped to be a head coach. And so credit to Robert Kraft and ownership for eating that lengthy contract and all of the money and making the swift move when Vrabel was available. I'm not at all surprised that Vrabel probably had that Patriots job circled. You know, I think that's maybe at least a part of why he sat out of the game for a year. I mean, not entirely. He was a consultant in Cleveland, but, you know, didn't accept any head coaching offers elsewhere or chase them down is maybe a better way of put it, because obviously he wasn't offered anything formally. But I think this is where he wanted to be as much as the Patriots wanted to bring him home. And then from there, filling out the coaching staff, obviously Josh McDaniels came back. This team, really since McDaniels, has not had a viable offensive coordinator, and they've gone through many from the end of the Belichick tenure to obviously last year what happened under Mayo. And it was a carousel, not only of OCs, but of quarterbacks, and from Cam Newton and Bailey Zappi and obviously Mac Jones and, you know, briefly Jacoby Brissett and all of these guys. Drake May, they found their guy, and they felt that last year, seeing signs of what he was capable of doing. You pair him with a Josh McDaniels, who many, including obviously Tom Brady, have spoken extensively about. You know, it helps unlock a number of different things within his game. He is shown to be, I mean, statistically, and I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL, all right? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But statistically, he is doing some things this year in his second year, his first full year starting, that no quarterback in NFL history has ever done. It's been remarkably impressive. And the deep ball, obviously, all the things to the eye and late game comebacks and just the performance. People can point to obviously an easy schedule, and they would be right to do so. It's not been a hard schedule for New England, but even still, I think, Carrington, you know this, I think most people know this, even the most ardent of Patriots fans wouldn't have had this team above 10 wins coming into the year, probably mostly around 7 or 8 wins. Vegas had the total, I think, at 8.5. For them to be sitting 11-2 an opportunity this weekend against the Bills to clinch the AFC East, to bring that back to New England, to be in position for a first-round playoff bye. It's beyond everybody's wildest dreams. And the coach-QB tandem is a gigantic part of it.
Right now, we're talking to Adam Kaufman, who covers the New England Patriots. They got a very important home game this weekend against the Buffalo Bills. Adam, I want you to fill in this sentence. Drake May is a top blank quarterback in the National Football League.
Comfortably, I'm going to say 10, absolutely. And then I think he's got a chance to be 5, you know, if we're not ranking guys based on their careers and we're just looking singularly at the year 2025, you know, if we're doing that, you're putting him over some of the great ones, right? You're putting him over Mahomes. You're putting him over Lamar. You're putting him over Burrow, obviously. You're putting him over a bunch that, you know, if you're ranking the quarterbacks and saying all things being equal and everybody's healthy and all of that, you wouldn't necessarily do. But I think it speaks to what this guy is capable of doing in the NFL and what he could do, you know, in a perfect world for Patriots fans over the course of the next 10, 15 years. But it's not fluky that this guy is sitting in, you know, second on the board right now in the MVP odds, you know, and I think has a very real chance to win it. Over the last few weeks, he and Matthew Stafford, you know, depending on who performs better week to week, have basically been just jockeying back and forth. If May goes out, even independent of what Stafford does for the Rams this weekend, I think they'll probably win too. But if May goes out, beats the Bills, clinches the divisions, you're going to see those odds flip again. He's going to go from plus 200 to a favorite, a slight favorite. But, you know, this thing's going to come down to the wire. And there are other, you know, very impressive QBs, obviously, that are in that conversation. But I just don't think anyone can argue against what May has been doing this year to really rank him among the top in the league right this moment.
How real is this, do you think it is, with New England? I asked that question because I've kind of joked around. Everybody can tell me who they don't like in the AFC. Nobody tells me who they do like. Like, we find reasons to not like any team in the AFC. Well, somebody has to win the AFC. Somebody has to play the Rams or the Packers in the Super Bowl. So why not New England? I like New England because I think they do a lot of the things you need to do to win playoff games. Good quarterback, good coach. They run the football effectively. Really good defense. Now, the inexperience from their quarterback in those postseason moments is a negative, but every team in the AFC has a negative.
Yeah, I think what you look at, and you know, when you're trying to figure out, okay, if not them, who? Because I agree with you. There's no juggernaut in the NFL, period, this year. I think this is the, you know, most parity we've seen in the league in, boy, as long as I can remember, honestly. And you'd be right to rank the Rams at number one, but I don't think it's by a wide, wide margin, honestly. And the AFC is completely open, especially if we're talking about a field that doesn't have Mahomes, doesn't have Burrow, doesn't have Lamar, if that all shakes out. You know, I mean, that's why everyone is pointing, and I'm sure you've talked about this, at Josh Allen and saying, you know, if not now, when? Like, this is his time. But you look at that AFC, and to me, it's balance. It's complementary football. And there's no one else in the conference that you can say, okay, this is a top 7 team offensively and defensively in the entire NFL. The Patriots fit that category. I think maybe last I checked, the Seahawks fit that category, but obviously that's the other conference. In the AFC, there's nobody else. I mean, the Patriots, and again, people will point to the schedule, and I get it, but the Patriots, this is a team that ranks top 10 in points per game, total offense, second in passing offense, not a very good rushing offense, fifth in opponents' points per game, seventh in total defense, third in rushing defense. You know, it just has so many strengths on both sides of the ball, and it's doing it, admittedly, you know, really without household names. Now, Drake May is maybe becoming that guy, but there's no bona fide number one receiver in that group like Stephon Diggs used to be, certainly not in his time in New England. He's had some isolated weeks where he's been that guy, but he's also had some weeks where he's had, you know, a catch for 13 yards, and it's Kayshon Booty, or it's Mac Hollins, or it's Pop Douglas, or it's Hunter Henry, or it's Kyle Williams. You know, it's kind of that, it's honestly similar to kind of what's going on in Buffalo or what's going on in Green Bay, where there isn't that clear number one guy for the QB, and it's the whole favorite receivers, the open receiver kind of mentality. Guys, just you don't know, especially from like a prop betting standpoint, you have no idea week to week who that guy is going to be. It's a very versatile offense that has performed the sum of its parts a lot better than any individual's look on paper. And I think the defense, you could say a lot of the same things. You got an all-pro corner, Christian Gonzalez, but after that, you got some guys that have decent contracts, especially along the defensive line, but you don't have any superstars by any stretch. They're just finding a way to do it collectively. And I think that's really what you point to. You know, the Patriots have, you know, they've beaten up the bad teams, that, you know, winning by margin, winning by double figures. They have survived some of the good ones. Their only real solid test this year, Buffalo in prime time, won that one, the walk-off by three. The Bucks, back when we thought Tampa Bay was good, won that one in their house. But there aren't too many winning teams, admittedly, on that schedule. So that's why, as great as this run has been for Patriots fans, it's still an element of wait and see what this looks like in the playoffs when you face legitimate competition that is either on your level or even maybe better.
That is Adam Kaufman joining us on the show. He is with Nesson, who covers the New England Patriots. I got a big game this weekend at home against the Buffalo Bills. Adam, great stuff, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
All right, look forward to it, but hopefully not in the playoffs.
That is our guy, Adam Kaufman, joining us on the show today. We got some breaking college football news we'll get to on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we got a little bit of breaking news in college football. The first piece of breaking news is that Missouri's offensive coordinator, Kirby Moore, has now been hired as the head coach at Washington State. That's kind of been a rumor, I would say, for the last couple of weeks or so. It is now official. This is from Pete Thamel of ESPN that Kirby Moore is scheduled to be the next head coach at Washington State. So congratulations for him. I would say that he's earned it over the last couple of years. They are working together to formalize a deal. He was a wide receiver at Boise. He also was Fresno State's offensive coordinator. He then did a good job at the University of Missouri, and now he's going on to be a head coach at Washington State. The other news is that Kyle Whittingham is stepping down as the head coach at Utah. He's been there for, I believe, 21 years. He took over after Urban Meyer was the head coach at Utah. He was 177-88. He's got them to some pretty important bowl games since he's been there. He is going to coach in the Las Vegas Bowl, but Kyle Whittingham is stepping down as the longtime Utah head coach. So a lot of coaching news in college football over the last 72 hours. This is the kind of coaching news that we're used to. We're used to offensive coordinator becomes a head coach, coach steps down. That's the kind of stuff that we're used to. Not you went to your side piece's house with the butter knife saying that you were going to unalive yourself. That's not really the coaching news that we're used to.
I mean, here's what's weird to me about this coaching search thing. And you're right. This is normal coaching conversation. How odd is it that they're making coaching changes post signing day? Maybe signing day has just changed. Like, it's not a thing anymore because of the portal, and that's the layup answer. But like, there was a time, Karen, there was a race. You had to get a coach locked in before signing day. Kirby Moore's leaving a week and a half after signing day. Kyle Whittingham and really Chris Klieman to this too are both announcing retirements, and they're done post. Now they have heir apparents post signing day. It's a new era in college sports where the high school early signing day just doesn't seem to matter at all to people.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor of ESPN. Certainly a lot to talk to him about. He's going to join us in studio coming up at the top of the hour. I would say, Rob, that the Chargers are the potential best example of how things have changed in the division. When the Chiefs first started this journey, it was Andy Reid going up against Brandon Staley. It was Andy Reid going up against Anthony Lynn, where the Chiefs had a significant coaching advantage in those matchups. Maybe you thought the talent was comparable across the board, but on the sideline, the X's and O's, the adjustments of everything, the Chiefs had an undoubtable advantage when it comes to those games. Man, fast forward a couple of years later, and now Jim Harbaugh takes over, and now Jim Harbaugh is the head coach. Maybe you think that Andy Reid's a better coach than Harbaugh. I'm not really here to argue that point. But I think you would have to agree that they are equals in a lot of ways. I think that Harbaugh, you could maybe argue, is the best coach in the sport. If you factor in what he's accomplished at the NFL level and then going down to the college level, I know he doesn't have as many championships as certain individuals, but he has proven it every single where that he's gone. He won at Stanford. He won at San Diego State. Like, we are talking about a guy in Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, who has been really, really good at his time. I think that that is just an example of how different things have been over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, and how some of the advantages that the Chiefs have had over this time frame, how they have just shrunk in some ways because the coaching has changed. The Broncos have gotten significantly better at coach from when this journey started. The Chargers are significantly better at head coach than they were when this all had started. And as those teams are making up the advantages in those ways, you got to do things to continue to stay ahead of the curve, and you got to do things to continue to outpace those teams. And I think you saw at least this season, some of those things have caught up to Kansas City. And now you got to retool, you got to regroup the same way that you've seen the Broncos and the Chargers do those same things.
I think this is one of the symptoms of the disease that was the 2025 season for the Chiefs. I was on with the Red Roundtable this morning with Fesco and Dusty, and I talked about it just feels like everything hit at the exact same time for the Chiefs. their age. They had bad contracts. They were missing in the draft. And then you combine that with the fact, man, we've been joking for a while now. Hey, the AFC West, they're finally gearing up to attack the Chiefs. They got Sean Payton and Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh. And it was like everything hit in the same year, because it's not just the coaches outside the Raiders. The other teams have the quarterback now. Like, we got our jokes off about Russ and who else do they start over there? Jared Stidham and whoever the Broncos rolling out there. And Justin Herbert was all could never live up to expectations and all this. It just felt like everything broke the Chiefs' way in every single category. Man, this year it didn't. And when you have those coaches and those quarterbacks in the division, when things aren't breaking your way, when it rains, it pours. And that's what you've seen in Kansas City in 2025.
Yeah, just looking at what Harbaugh's been able to accomplish. I mean, he won a national championship at Michigan. I mean, there haven't been a lot of non-SEC teams that have won the championship over the last 20 years or so. And then you look at what he's done so far in the National Football League. I mean, he was great in San Francisco. They went 44-19-1 in his 4 years in San Francisco. He obviously took the gap because he took the Michigan job. And since he's now been the coach of the Chargers, I mean, they've been 20-10. Now, they lost in the wild card round last year. Their quarterback woefully underperformed in that matchup. We'll obviously see what they end up doing this season. But I think you would have to agree, man, some of that Charger-ing and same old Chargers mentality that we have had over the course of the last decade or so, they appear to be a little bit different with Harbaugh. They appear to be a tougher, more physical team. And if there's one thing that you would say is a characteristic of a John or Jim Harbaugh coach team, it is that level of toughness. This Chargers team has it. Now, let's see if they can get healthy. Let's see if they can go on a run. But in an AFC that appears to be kind of wide open and no one really knows who to believe in, man, a team with a good coach and a good quarterback and a team that can play defense, that usually is a team that can advance. Those are some of the characteristics of this Chargers team.
Listen, I think Jim Harbaugh is a good coach. Should have been the Kansas coach. I will be angry about that forever. I digress. He's a really good coach. I don't know that this Chargers team can make a run, though. I think they're just too banged up. Like, I think if this team were healthier, it's the NFL. No one's healthy in December. But if this team were healthier, you'd be scared of them in the AFC. You would be more scared of the Chargers as an AFC playoff threat than you are the Broncos. But I just think no Joe Alt, no Trey Pipkins. They've never had Rashawn Slater this year. The fact that their injuries keep mounting and mounting and mounting, which if there's one thing that's consistent in LA / San Diego, it's consistent injuries. If they were a little healthier, they'd be very dangerous. But it's hard for me to bet on them, even with coach-quarterback combo, when their IR is a better roster than their actual roster looking at times.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined in studio by Nate Taylor of ESPN. Certainly a lot to get into in his hourly appearance every Friday at 4 o'clock. We'll catch up with Nate Taylor next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.